as we continue talking about spiritual matters, Acts 16, verse 16. And it happened as they were going to the place of prayer, a certain slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune-telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." And she continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. But when her master saw that their hopes of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, "These men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming customs which is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans." Amen. So in this passage, is this on? Oh, can you guys hear me? Oh. In this passage, you have Paul coming upon a certain girl. And remember in the last few weeks, we talked about that when we talk about evil spirits and whatnot, that there are different kinds. And this is one of the ones that are different. And she has what's called a spirit of divination. Most people that you'll see that can like foretell the future, that's not, obviously that's not, you know, coming from the Lord, probably is operating under this spirit of divination. And what this, you know, obviously means fortune telling, being able to read people's minds. This is a very common spirit, you know, that rules in the occult circles. And like, if you ever had a chance to watch like National Geographic or something, when they talk about kind of these kind of spiritual things, this would be one of those things that runs under that kind of under that heading. And the thing that I wanted to point out from this passage is, if you look, the key issue here is actually Paul's reaction to it. You know, if you didn't know this person had a spirit of divination, if you had no idea, but and all you heard was this person say, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." Sounds very, very legitimate, right? I mean, it just doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with that. Sounds like, wow, you know, these guys are servants of God, which is true. You know, they serve the Most High God, and they're going to lead you and point you to the way of salvation. And everything sounds very, very legitimate, but the source is not of the Lord. You know, and especially, you know, as people, you know, in Hong Kong and Asia, you know, go to fortune tellers, you know, go to different mediums to find their future, you know, and all these things, it may sound very legitimate. You know, oh yeah, you know, you're going to have a very prosperous year this year. You're, you know, do you have a brother or sister? You know, there's something, you know, and it sounds all legitimate and all, you know, forthright, but it's about the source, you know. And notice Paul, he didn't listen to what was being said, right? He focused on the source, you know, and the source that was speaking, even though it may have been something that's legitimate, the source was an evil spirit. You know, and this goes to a broader topic about a lot of stuff that we take in our culture, you know, that we get deceived by very easily. You know, the last few weeks I talked about yoga, you know, and we think, oh, yoga's, you know, it's good exercise, you know, it's this or that. But notice, again, Paul looked at the source. You know, what was the thing that was behind this whole thing? You know, we look at certain holidays and, you know, certain customs and things that, you know, in our culture and in the world around us. And we don't really, you know, think too much of it. Oh, it sounds like it's a pretty good thing, you know. But again, look at the source, you know. And Paul looks at the source, and because he had a spirit of wisdom and revelation that's on him, you know, what I guess purely in terms of spiritual gifts, he had what's called a spirit of discernment. You know, in other words, another way characterized as a spirit of discerning of spirits. And as a result of him operating that gift, you know, it says he was very annoyed. He was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out at that very moment. You know, and I would say, don't ever deny kind of this sense of annoyance, you know, that comes up. I've had a few occasions here at church, you know, where I've had to, you know, ask some people to be quiet or you know, certain things, and because, you know, they were acting out or manifesting, you know, what was a spiritual encounter for them, you know, but in my spirit, just very, very annoyed, you know, and just very troubled by it. And I, the sense I got was that, you know, this wasn't really of the Lord, you know, it was more operating out of flesh, you know, and that would be a gift of discernment. And you don't have to have a spiritual gift to have that, because the gift of discerning of spirits is a very keen gift that's able to distinguish, you know, what things are from the Lord and what things are from, you know, other sources, you know, not from the Lord or from the flesh or whatnot, you know, and so that's a particular gift, but God has given each of us discernment, you know, and you have to be, you know, very, very aware. I tell you, years ago, we were involved in a project, and we were working with this person, and he actually was a diplomat. And was introduced to me by a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. And so I didn't really think much about it. And so we started on this project together in Cambodia. And some of you guys may have heard this story a while back. And, you know, we had gotten some money together, and we wanted to build a shelter to help kids that were sold into the sex trade. And so this person, our contact, was in Hong Kong. And while he was in Hong Kong, he was staying at one of our church members' houses. And he was staying at the house, and afterwards, you know, just for one or two nights, and afterwards, the church member came up to me and said, man, there's just, you know, I was just really annoyed, you know, by this person. There was just something there, and he couldn't really put his finger on it, you know, but I basically told him to shut up and, you know, kind of like, you're just too, you know, not emotional, but you're just too picky, you know. I mean, that's, you know, so just take it easy, right? Well, a month later, we end up going to Cambodia, and then we find out basically through the British ambassador that this person is not who he says he was. You know, that this person who his ministry is supposed to save kids, the ambassador actually thinks that it's a NGO front, you know, that actually exploits children. You know, and I mean, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And I remember going back to that church member and apologizing and saying, man, you got some discernment, you know. And it was simply, you know, as he was staying together, there was this sense of annoyance, you know. And I know now some people get annoyed very easily because, you know, they have some personality problems, right? And but that's not the kind of annoyance that I'm talking about. And Paul, hearing a very legitimate statement, was annoyed. Right, there's just something about that. His spirit was ruffled, you know, and it as a result of that, he began to move into action and he rebuked, you know, the enemy. You have to recognize, right, the way that the devil works is very subtle. You know, it's scheming. It's not going to be so covertly in your face. And the sad thing is, most Christians, we just make that conclusion it's the enemy when it's so overt. You know what I mean? When it's so much in your face. I think we watch too many horror movies or something. You know, and then when it's just so overt, then we think, oh, yes, okay, that's the enemy. Right? But you got to understand, the enemy doesn't work like that. You know, he's not stupid. You know, he's going to come under the radar, right, almost invisible, disguising himself as an angel of light, very subtle. You know, schemes that are just barely on the radar screen. And it'll take a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, begin to weed that stuff out. You know, and that's what God has called each and every one of us to. But see, you can't become that spiritual person if you are living in that environment. You know, you can't become, you know, a man of discernment, a woman of discernment, if you have completely surrounded yourself, you know, in that environment, you know, that you're in the world, you know, and also of the world, you know, and that becomes a huge problem. And so this is why a call to holiness is a huge mandate, you know, when we're discussing these type of things, right? And so let's close our eyes. And let's ask the Lord. To place in us this spirit of discernment. Let's ask Him to have His way with us and minister to us and it's a big thing. Think and reflect on how many things in our life are demonic in nature, but we just give into it or just don't even think about it so much. John says, children, be of the light. Let's ask God to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
So I will wait for you. to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth.
In the book of Isaiah, as we pray, Isaiah says that he did not judge but what his eyes saw or what his ears heard, but he judged with the spirit of righteousness. You know, this is what separated Jesus from all the other prophets, from all the other leaders in the history of Israel. It said that he didn't judge what his eyes saw or what his ears heard, but he judged with the spirit of righteousness. You know, and this is what we want to ask God for in our midst, and I'm going to be preaching on this in the next few weeks. You know, that we don't operate with our eyes nor with our ears, but we operate with the spirit of God that's living inside of us. By the spirit of righteousness. And that spirit, or the awakening of that spirit in our hearts, is available to each one of us. It would simply ask Him. And so I want us to spend some time today and just, Lord, just say, God, Lord, just release, impart, God, that spirit of righteousness in my life. Lord, I've been making decisions. Lord, I've been making judgments. All kinds of things with what I see and with what I hear. But Lord, I recognize my eyes have been deceived. My ears have been deceived. But the Spirit living inside of me will never be deceived. And so would you come. Let's spend a moment. Let's pray for that right now. In your life and the life of our church. Let's pray over our services this weekend. Starting tonight, we're having our parenting seminar. And Dr. Song came in last night with his wife, and seems like a really good guy. Looking forward to his talks. And this is also, it's open not just to parents either. I think there's some good relationship stuff that he's going to touch on. And just a lot of good, real fundamental things about raising kids that even if you're single, it'll be good for you to get a grasp on even in your age now. And let's pray for him, pray for his wife, pray for anointing as a minister starting tonight and then all day Saturday and then leading into Sunday as well. There's no Cane Road House Church tonight. Let's just ask the Lord to just really bless and minister through his servants throughout this weekend. Pray for our youth group on Saturday night. Pray for the Lord to really move upon them. Our intercessory prayer ministry on Saturday as well. Pray for our Experiencing God group that's meeting this Saturday night because of the conference. And our premarital counseling meeting Sunday night. We got a full weekend. Our sports ministry operating on Saturday. Let's just ask the Lord to cover all of our services. And Noah's Ark Sunday morning with the kids. There's also private one-on-one parent consultations that Dr. Song will be leading people through. pray for just real grace and real time of healing and enlightenment during those sessions as well. So let's just cover this weekend and the conference before the Lord. We thank you, God, for a full weekend. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Song and God, and for all the parents and people that will be coming to really receive an impartation, God, of how to raise our children in a way that pleases you, Father. I pray, God, that you would just really release your anointing, Lord, and let them speak your truth, God, in a way that is applicable to our community, Father. Lord, we just cover this weekend all of our activities, all of our discipleship groups, Lord, and meetings, prayer meetings, God, and children's meetings, youth meetings, Father. We just ask that you would be glorified in it, God, that you would release your presence, God, every time we gather together. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Watch over us this weekend, Lord, and keep us safe. And really, God, Lord, we do not want to judge with our eyes here, see our ears here, but with the spirit of righteousness. And so would you come and would you, Lord, place that deep within us, God, impart. God, we bless you, Father. We thank you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully we'll see you out this weekend for any of the sessions.